Auto pound duty isn't the kind of job that the NYPD associates with danger. So officers DeFalco and Houlihan would have laughed in your face if you told them they had only 3 minutes to live when they heard the first sound behind them. "What was that?" Houlihan asked. He was bored and wouldn't have minded getting a couple of shots off at a rat.
"A noise."
"Brilliant. That's what I thought it was, too." They both laughed. Then there was another sound, a staccato growl that ended on a murmuring high note. The two men looked at one another.
"That sounds like my brother singing in the shower," DeFalco said.
From ahead of them came further sounds, rustlings and more of the unusual growls. DeFalco and Houlihan stopped. They weren't joking anymore, but they also weren't afraid, only curious. The wet, ruined cars just didn't seem to hold any danger on this dripping autumn afternoon. But there was something out there. They were now in the center of a circle of half-heard rustling movement. As both men realized that something had surrounded them, they had their first twinge of concern. They now had less than 1 minute of life remaining. Then, something stepped gingerly from between two derelicts and stood facing the victims.
"Don't move, man," DeFalco said. It snarled at the voice. "There's more of them behind us, buddy."
Their voices were low and controlled, the tone of professionals in trouble. DeFalco started to turn and draw his pistol. That was the mistake. 10 seconds later, their throats were being torn out. 20 seconds later, the last life was pulsing out of their bodies. 30 seconds later, they were being systematically consumed. Neither man had made a sound. Houlihan had seen the one in front of them twitch its eyes, but before he could follow the movement, there was a searing pain in his throat, and he was suddenly, desperately struggling for air through the bubbling torrent of his own blood. DeFalco's hand had just gripped the familiar checkered wooden butt of his service revolver when it was yanked violently aside. The impression of impossibly fast-moving shapes entered his astonished mind. Then, something slammed into his chest and he too was bleeding. The attackers moved almost too quickly. The shirts were torn open, the white chests exposed, the entrails tugged out and taken away. The precious organs swallowed. The rest was left behind. In less than 5 minutes, it was over. The hollow, ravaged corpses lay there in the mud. 2 ended lives, now food for the wild scavengers of the area.